if you don't have a hangar on the airport to do the work in, you don't work. In other words, you can't work out on the line out of front of the car. They simply say if you can provide maintenance service on the airport, there's a minimum size hangar you have to be able to provide, and they specify that. You know, those are the kind of things we take a look at. We look at those kind of standards that come from different airports of similar size, nature, and activity level, and say what seems to fit best here without becoming too terribly restrictive. But yet also accommodating, you know, the pilots that are here and what they need to be able to do to be able to stay here. So that's the happy standard we have to implement. Happy standard. That's the standards we need to find, is what's best for this airport and the people. Yeah. That's why it's good to go out and look at a lot of different airports, get all their ideas, bring it all to the table, lay it all out, and say, this is best in here, that's best in here, and get the input from the pilots, et cetera, and then reveal it all into what we think is best in this airport. Then take it to council and see if they agree.
Would it be a good idea to look over the old minimum standards?
No.
And see what was wrong with those?
No.
What was the trouble about?
Well, the flight school example, a flight school would have to have at least two aircraft. One had to be IFR, one had to be a four-seater. Well, that leaves out somebody that wants to open a light sport aircraft flight school.
So could you eliminate the nitpicky stuff from the old ones? You know, what I'm trying to say is, you want to minimize this, you already have safety regulations and health regulations and fire regulations and all that. So all that's covered. So the only thing that I can see these minimum standards are regulating is the economic side of it. And I think that the market drives that. Some, you know, somewhat slipshod company's not going to come in and start doing fuel because there's only one place to distribute fuel. And we know that the county doesn't want to dig another hole for another fuel tank. So
The example I used was Rick has a fuel truck, and he brings it out here on the weekend. You know, he parks it someplace else, or let's say an FBO from Salisbury or Easton. You know, what would prevent them from coming over here with a fuel truck?
For every guest in the whole wide world, you know, rules aren't, you know, you can't be absolute rules. Otherwise, you get
money. My proposal here is only 10 pages. I remember the other ones being much thicker.
There's a lot missing.
Well, it's not really a template. I mean, it addresses a lot of the general things. The specific minimum standards is what we need to discuss, and whether we actually need to have specific standards.
I'm still not accepting your head shaking of it. No. Why do we not want to look at the minimum standards we had?
The minimum standards that we had were the, there was a sample minimum standards that the FAA or somebody had this goes back to when Rob Patterson was going to sell fuel, John Kenny made a complaint that, you know, that we were violating our grant obligations. And you know, the solution to it was to develop a set of minimum standards. And at the time, the county took this sample set of minimum standards, changed the name to Sussex County Airport, and that was our new minimum standards. That's not how we should be developing minimum standards for the airport.
My recollection, there were things that ran counter to the way that people were operating on the airport currently. I don't see any harm in people looking at them.
If you want them, I'll send them to you. I mean, but it's just another. It's a, like I said, it was a sample. It was a generic set of minimum standards that the FAA or somebody had put out there as, you know, here's an idea. And what the FAA, I mean, the FAA will. I don't think it was an FAA document because the FAA in their advisory circular says there's no such thing as a boilerplate set of standards where you can just fill in the blank. You know, they recommend that you not do that. You know, that you have to look at your specific airport and decide what's best for your airport and your conditions. So, I mean, I'll send it to you if you want, but I don't want you to go through and like we did with the rules and regulations, thinking it's a document that's already written. We'll fix this up, because that's not the way to do it.